first-person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Lee Marshall once again marks the winter solstice.
Well, it's that time of the year again. I was just reading an article about Stonehenge, an early solid-state computer for determining astronomical occurrences, and it mentioned that some of the latest findings put the beginnings of the structure in the same time frame as the pyramids, approximately 5000 BC. One of the most important alignments dealt with the winter solstice, the ending of one season and the beginning of the next. This is a very long time to be concerned about the rising and setting of the sun, moon, eclipses, and all of the other interlinked phenomena of the most beautiful planet that we will ever inhabit. As we close one season and begin the next, please take the time to reflect back on the generations that have gone before and realize that we're just the latest and certainly no smarter than the architects of Stonehenge. Whether you believe in intelligent design, happenstance, or a group of aliens out there nudging us into adjusting our atmosphere into something more usable to them, killing us off in the meantime, our personal time on this earth is short. Please make the most of our time together. Take time to wish your loved ones and friends best wishes for the new year. Reach out and touch someone new. Reread the O. Henry short story, Gift of the Magi. Get a little maudlin. Snuggle up with your significant other. Look forward with hope.
The late Lee Marshall was a metalsmith inventor and a longtime resident of Santa Cruz. This program was originally produced by Guy Lanier and Margie Kern Marshall. If you have a piece you'd like to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Laurie Korn.